Adam and Eve experienced God as a judge. Abraham experienced God as faithful. Moses experienced God as a liberator. King David experienced God as a protector. Elijah experienced God as a God of new beginnings. Daniel experienced God as hope for the future. Jesus presented God as a loving father. Lazarus experienced God as a giver of life. Peter experienced God as forgiving. And Paul experienced God as a savior. These are all people that we find in the Bible. We find their stories and we can read those through and how God touched their lives and changed their experience. We get to read their stories, which is really helpful. I think it's great that we are able to hear different stories from people living in our day too, as to how they have experienced God. Many stories from the beginning of time to this day, but one God. What has your experience of God been like? Some people are thrilled with the way that God has blessed them and guided them through their lives. Other people are just downright mad at God. They're angry with him. Some people have never really thought much about God. There are many stories, but there is still just one God. But how can it be that people experience God so differently if there is only one God? How can your experience be so much different from my experience, so much different from each of our other experiences? Well, I think an important thing to consider here is that God is much larger than our thoughts can comprehend. He's much bigger than what my brain can wrap itself around. Abraham and Sarah, whose story we find in the first book of the Bible, they were very old and still didn't have children. God had promised them that they would have a son, but they're getting way up there in years, and you know, there's certain limits there, and they're like, how's this supposed to work? This can't work. But God still kept his promise and still gave them a child, even though it seemed impossible to them. Mary was in the same situation. You know the one that we talk about at Christmas time? Yeah, she'd never been together with a man. She's like, how can I be pregnant? A lot of people in our day say these stories are illogical, they can't be true. They must have been made up to, you know, they're a metaphor to make a point or something. But I think when people start to argue that way, that we lose sight of something very important. We're talking about God. We're talking about the one who is able to speak and everything came into existence. We're not talking about a normal human being. Often in our thoughts, we draw him down to our level. We want to put limits on him. But God does not have these limits. Certainly, that a virgin becomes pregnant, that's not normal. No, not at all. That a couple who are 90 and 100 years old have a child, nope, not normal. But that's why we call it a miracle. It is very rare that something completely, totally out of the ordinary happens, but why should that not be possible for the God of history? He, you know, we could talk about time. God's not limited by time. We could talk about space, you know, distances and all of that. God's not limited by any of that. We're talking about the Almighty Creator. Why shouldn't he be able to write a story that seems utterly amazing to us? But I want to come back to a very, very important story. Your story. We each have a story. We each have a story about the experiences that we've had. Some of these stories are happy and we like to share them with others. Some of them we wouldn't want to tell anybody because they hurt. Some of them we want to forget. And in some of them, we think, where was God? And we lose sight of the fact that God was always there, that he hurt with us when we were hurting, that he rejoiced with us when we were rejoicing. God wants to be involved in your story. He wants to help you to write a wonderful story for your life. He wants you to feel his presence, to feel the guidance, hope, help, and love that he is anxious to give to you. And just because we can't comprehend something, that doesn't mean that God can't do it. There is a lot more of God for us to discover. And I really want to encourage each and every one of us to not try to put limitations on God, but to trust him. Because the most incredible story that he has given us is the story of his Son, who came from heaven above to live as a human being. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to leave the glory of heaven to come down to the doldrums of earth. But he loved us so much. Jesus wanted us to show us what God is really like. That God is our Father. And that God wants to be involved in your story. That he is the one God who he can write straight on crooked lines. He can also straighten out your story. And that's what we want to do here at Fuel. We want to encourage people to get to know this God and to trust him, because we have experienced him as a helper in time of need. We have experienced him as forgiving when we've messed up. We have experienced him as loving when we thought that we were all alone. And we've experienced him as one who encourages us to share our stories with each other. Because in the fellowship, in sharing our stories with each other, we can encourage each other. We can help give each other strength to continue on. We can be next to each other when the times get tough. We can pray for each other, and we can help each other out. This is a wonderful gift that God has given us. And like I said, that's something that we really want to encourage here at Fuel.